Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hope everybody out there is having a fabulous Friday, and we wish you and your loved ones a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Well, of course, they are playing the PGA Championship this weekend up at Bethpage, New York. In New York, Brooks Koepka is 10 under with the lead, four shots over Tommy Fleetwood, and there are two Baylor School alums in the field with Luke List, who's at 3 under in a tie for sixth, and Keith Mitchell also playing. Next week, we have the Senior PGA Championship, also in New York at Rochester, and as we mentioned earlier in the show, two of the competitors list their hometown as Ooltewah. We've got Gibby Gilbert III, and we've got Henrik Simonsen, the club professional at the Honors Course, and Henrik joins us now. Henrik, thank you so much for taking some time. If you could, how did this opportunity come about? You are one of 35 club pros to qualify. How did you go about doing it?
Well, first you got to go through the Tennessee qualifier, and we had four spots available. I got in the playoff. Made it through in the first playoff hole, and then you made it to Nationals, which was down in Florida in November, and you just kind of, you know, 72 holes. You just play your best 312 guys for 35 spots, and I was lucky and fortunate to get, I finished 20th and was in by a few shots.
Now, didn't you have the opportunity last year to play in the Senior British?
I sure did.
And how did that, and what kind of experience was that for you?
Oh, it's absolutely the best. I've been very fortunate with great experiences in golf, but I think that one last year at St. Andrews was the best. You know, my son came over and caddied Oliver, who plays at UTC, and my wife was there as a usual support, Tamara. And then, you know, I'm from Denmark, and my mom and dad from Denmark flew over, and they spent the whole week with us. So it was really special. And we stayed right there at the Russex, which is right on the 18th fairway, and just had the best week ever. It was really neat. Just three generations. And, you know, I had it going a little bit in the beginning. I was one under after 12, and then the wind set in, and right into the wind on 13 through 17. And somehow I managed to make a triple bogey on 17 and made a, you know, got me in at 76, and that was kind of the end of it. But great experience, and feel fortunate I have had a chance to play there.
Well, and Henrik, you kind of led me into my next one, because how much, especially from a mental standpoint and just getting that experience, how much does that help you going into next week?
Well, I mean, I think that helps a lot, because it's, you know, now I'm the young one. It's good to be a senior, and I'm the young in the bunch out there, so I still have the distance working to my advantage against those guys. You know, I was fortunate at the British Open to get a practice round in with Corey Pavin and Larry Mize, you know, both Hall of Famers. And they were, you know, I was hitting it well past them, but just their finesse and their accuracy was really something. So, yeah, I mean, the key is just to keep it in the fairway and hit the short grass, and that's going to be the main thing. I was out at Oak Hill with a couple of members last Monday and got to play the golf course. And it's very long, it's tight, and then it's this you know, tall fescue Kentucky bluegrass just off the side of the fairway. And if you don't hit the fairway, you're going to be in trouble. So you've got to keep it between the lines.
How much playing at the Honors does that help when you go all over and take on an event like this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm on the ninth hole right now as we speak. I just hit a good three with down the middle. So I'm with some members, and it's, you know, it's a beautiful day. I heard the forecast just before I got in, and it is warm out here. I can vouch for that. But it's nice to have summer around, and the course looks just beautiful right now. So it's very different to play, you know, more casual, you know, golf with the members, and then try to compete. And you know, just because it is different. I mean, I have high hopes of making the cut and do my very best up there. But I think it is hard for a club pro to come in and get that mindset of competing at the level with Jimenez and Montgomery and Couples and you know, all those superstars that's out there. But I you know, my game is good. I feel good about it. We'll just see if I can keep the nerves in check, and you never know.
You're listening to Henrik Simonsen, who is one of 35 club pros to qualify for the 2019 Senior PGA Championship that will take place next week in Rochester, New York. You're listening to Henrik here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Henrik, my good man, you are too much of a gentleman, but if you feel the need to hit Vijay Singh in the leg with a pitching wedge, you can just tell him that was for me, okay?
That would look real good, wouldn't it?
Well, you're like doing the humble brag course drop. I've played at Oakmont last year, played at St. Andrews, and you're now on number 9, which is the hole that Tiger, of course, took his famous 7 when he won the NCAA championship over there in Ottawa. What is your most favorite golf course, other than the one that signs your checks, that you've ever played?
Well, I mean, in all honesty, I can't pick the honest course, but I have been very fortunate to play a lot of good places, but I can't think of any that are much better than this one out here.
Come on! Don't dodge my question. You and I have played golf. We're buddies. Don't dodge this one.
You can add Cypress Point to that. I think you have the ocean and the, you know, just the feel of Carmel. That is an amazing spot out there. I think Cypress Point would probably rank way up there. That one is hard to beat. But, you know, Oakmont is great. Seminole has a lot of history and tradition that's special, and so is Oakmont. Well, there's still a lot of them out there I haven't played, but you know, in my opinion, there are no bad golf courses, just some are better than others.
All right, my man. Hey,
we're just fortunate to have a good one out here.
Yep, and next time you've got like an open day on your card, give me a call. I'll take you to Brown Acres. We'll take a quick 18. There are a lot of famous folks who have a membership card over there in Ottawa. But how different is it now to have a top 50, top 60 golfer in the world and Keith Mitchell being a member out there?
It's been huge. It's been great. And, I mean, just the way that he talks about the Honest Course and Jack Lupton, and, you know, he grew up out here.
Right.
There's a picture that's been floating around with him doing homework with Gene Ragsdale, who used to, you know, run the bar and the men's lounge out here. So,
foreshadowing in two directions, I think.
That might explain some of the days he had in Georgia.
Well, my good man, and I know as much as you love to play the game, as much as you love to talk about your own game, I know your favorite topic is your son. How is Oliver playing, and what does his summer hold?
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, I mean, he is my favorite player for sure, and has had a great year. It's fun to follow. He's got a great line of tournaments, you know, to play in this summer, and you know, it kind of paved the way for that just with his good playing this year for UTC. So it's opened up some doors, and now we'll see if he can compete with some of the best juniors college players and amateurs in the world. But if you ask him, he's turning pro. He wants to turn pro in a couple of years after school is over and he's graduated. So he's got eyes forward, and hopefully he can, you know, he can stay out of trouble and see what happens.
And just because I know you're proud of the mission that Jack Lupton started, where you work, it's to honor amateur golf. The Tennessee State AM is out there this year, later this summer, correct? So it's going to be a great, wonderful weekend. Tell us a little bit about that, Henrik.
Well, we host the state amateur every 10 years. So this year's any year that ends with a 9.
Which was my score on just about every third hole out there.
Well, it can happen. No, but, you know, we're so proud to host it and look forward to having the best players in the state here. And that's what we do. That's what we're all about. You know, Tim Harrelson, with all the volunteers, he's such a big help for us. And we're going to have a good crowd out here, I think, volunteering and hopefully some spectators. And the golf course is already looking great. So I think by August, with a little bit of heat, it should be good. Rough is up and fairways tight and greens fast. So it should be good.
You're listening to Henrik Simonsen, the club professional at the Honors Course, one of 35 club pros to qualify for next week's Senior PGA Championship up in Rochester, New York. Henrik, what kind of fan support are you going to have up there with you?
Well, my caddy fired me. Oliver was supposed to go up there with me, but you know, that would take him out of practicing and preparing for his next tournament for a whole week. So he's off the bag now, he's told me. So I'm going to have a local caddy. That might not be all that bad. And then my wife Tamara will be with me, and I think that's about it. But we look forward to it. It's going to be fun.
All right, Henrik, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Your favorite golfer when you were a kid?
Lee Trevino.
How many times do you get called Henrik Stenson instead of Henrik Simonsen?
Not enough.
All right, you got Koepka at 10 under, Fleetwood at 6, Spieth is in through two rounds at 5. If I gave you Brooks Koepka or the field, where would you go?
I would have to take Brooks. He's a bully, and he never looks back. So my money's on him, but you never know.
If your buddy and mine, Keith Mitchell, is off next week, would you take Caddy Pete with you to Oakmont?
I guarantee it. I already asked, but he turned me down.
Okay.
That's too bad.
All right, Henrik.
He's a caddy for me.
If you're in the final group with Longer, what are those nerves going to be like?
Well, I've never been there, so I don't know. We'll have to worry about that when we get there, but it would be pretty severe, I think.
All right, we get to the last day later this summer at the State Am. Tim Jackson or the field?
Is Tim listening?
I don't know.
You know, I would have to take the field.
Fair enough, my man. Fair enough.
Henrik, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on your latest accomplishment. We'll be pulling for both you and Gibby. We love having both of y'all here on Press Row. And thank you so much for joining us.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Henrik Simonsen, qualified for the Senior PGA Championship next week, joining us on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.